We're also joined by Eli Sherman from Channel 12 in for Scott McKay this week. Hi there, Eli.
Hey, Ian.
Senate Finance Chairman William Connolly. Right now, Dominic Ruggiero is the president of the Senate. A time will come when he will yield that role. And the thinking is that the number two official, Michael McCaffrey, is a potential successor. Do you have any level of interest in trying to become the next Senate president?
No, I just want to continue to be the best senator and best finance chairman that I can be. That's my goal. That's what causes me to go back to the Senate. And that's essentially all that I'm thinking about.
You sponsored a $42 million tax incentive, a program approved by the legislature earlier this year. Governor Raimondo says she has some concerns about the program and that it poses too big a risk for taxpayers. She led a recent vote to make it harder for companies to qualify for this tax credit if they don't promise more jobs and economic activity. Was the governor right to support these new regulations?
I look at the regulations as an attempt to essentially make the program the best it can be. And I think that the governor and I share a goal of investing in small businesses that can create jobs for working families in Rhode Island. That's what the legislation is about, and that's what it's designed to do. Regulations that enhance that goal and improve the application are welcome. I think that we need to look at the regulations carefully to see if they do that. I know they're being made on an emergency basis for timing reasons, is my understanding. But if that's the goal of the regulations, then we should all try to collaborate and do just that.
Let's go to Eli.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder, looking at the budget coming up next year, as chairman of the Finance Committee, obviously always on your mind, we've seen a lot of competition in terms of gambling revenue from neighboring state Massachusetts. Already, Twin River says that it's having an impact on the amount of money that they're making, which in turn will have an impact on the revenue that we take in at the state level. I wonder, is that on your mind? And what are you thinking in terms of trying to correct that if it comes to fruition?
So it is on our mind, and we're monitoring it very carefully. The early numbers show that there is going to be an impact. I think we're still not sure about the kind of impact it will have. Obviously, our sports betting, and particularly being able to go mobile with the sports betting, gives us an advantage. I think we want to leverage that advantage as much as we can.
The Rhode Island Ethics Commission this week dismissed a GOP complaint against your fellow East Providence Senator Val Lawson. The commission found that Lawson, who's a paid vice president with the NEA Teachers Union, neither she nor the NEA are impacted by a vote she took in support of a continuing contracts bill. That left some people scratching their head. They think, how could she and the NEA not be impacted financially by that vote? What do you say?
You need to look at the Rhode Island Ethics Code, which, by the way, is one of the strongest ethics codes in the country. And there's a determination under the code, and as it applied to these particular circumstances, if there's going to be a financial benefit to Senator Lawson. Clearly, there was no financial benefit to her. I think the Ethics Commission came to the right conclusion.
No financial benefit because she's part of a group of people,
right,
and would not be a unique benefit for her?
That's correct.
This week, the former Secretary of State, Matt Brown, formed a progressive coalition to, quote, form a new governing majority. They introduced a slate of candidates that will be running for legislature, including one that will run against you. I'm just wondering, do you feel like you're not a progressive Democrat?
No, I do think of myself as a progressive Democrat. I think when I looked at the list of candidates last night and who they're challenging, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. They're challenging senators that have championed progressive issues. Senator Goodwin for equity in the workplace and equity in wages. Senator Lynch Prada, who led the Senate on the Reproductive Health Care Act. A few weeks ago, U.S. News & World Report said that Rhode Island is essentially number one in the country in environmental protections and enforcement, and Senator Sosnowski has been the champion in the Senate on those issues. So it's a little bit of a head scratcher. But you know what? In the electoral process, competition is good. It makes us all as sharp as we can be. And, we welcome the competition.
We're talking here with Rhode Island Senate Finance Chairman William Connolly. One of the arguments from supporters of the proposed IGT 20-year $1 billion expansion is that pursuing this through enabling legislation through the legislature, in their view, creates a more transparent process because folks like you and your colleagues are holding hearings on it. It allows for public input, whereas if it was done for a request for proposals, it would be more of a closed process. Do you agree with that view?
Not necessarily. I know that we took some testimony in our first hearing in that regard. The RFP, to say that it isn't transparent is probably not fair. Do people not pay attention to all the RFPs go out? That's fair. I think one of the goals of our hearing process, and particularly our October 1 hearing, will be to bring sunshine to the process that got us to where we are today. What was negotiated? Why was it negotiated? What were the policy considerations? We will bring transparency to it through our hearing process.
Mr. Chairman, there was a key vote to move forward the so-called Fane Tower in Providence. A 46-story skyscraper would become the tallest building in Providence and in Rhode Island. The legislature this past session earmarked $25 million for that. The Senate president has been a champion of that proposal. How do you feel about it and those who are opposing it in the neighborhoods and across the state?
I think it's an important project for the entire state of Rhode Island, not just the city of Providence. A $300 million investment in our capital city, I think, sends a strong signal to the rest of not only New England, but the rest of the country that we can get things done in Rhode Island. I think, unfortunately, for instance, when we lost the Paw Sox, it was a little bit about, can you get things done in Rhode Island? I heard a lot of that. This sends an entirely different signal. As for those people who are objecting to it, I think their voices are important. I think their participation improves the project. I think that it's an important project, and I think that the decision we made to make that investment to help that project move forward was the right one and an important one.
Chairman Connolly, you led a detailed hearing process a few years ago on a Senate bill meant to keep the Paw Sox in Rhode Island. As we know, the House came forward with its own bill, and the Paw Sox decided to leave for Worcester. They'll be going after their final season in Pawtucket next year. Was it a mistake for House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello not to back the Senate version of the bill?
I do think the Senate version of the bill would have kept the Paw Sox here. I think that not only would it have kept the Paw Sox here, but it would have generated revenue for the state of Rhode Island. And it also would have been a tremendous help to the city of Pawtucket as well. So I think that structure would have worked. I think it would have kept them here. I do think the restructuring of the deal made it too expensive.
Are you frustrated, angry that things happened the way they did?
Naturally, I'm disappointed. As I said a moment ago, we don't want to be the state where you can't get things done. We want to be the state where you can accomplish things. And I think that in addition to the benefits that I identified a moment ago, it also would have had the same benefit that I'm identifying with the potential Fane construction, that it shows that Rhode Island is a place where you can make things happen.
All right. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us from Channel 12, Eli Sherman.
Great to be here, Ian.
And the chairman of the Rhode Island Senate Finance Committee, East Providence Democrat, William Connolly.
Thank you. Great to be here.